First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Rock Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board. Gravity mixing with two dumb plates on your own. Pronoun straight time rock and roll away.
Oh, Welcome to Global Agogo, the radio show that puts all your food on one plate. This is Bill Lupoletti bringing you the show every Wednesday from Friday, Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. here on WRIR, Richmond Indie Radio. That's radio for the rest of us. And this is being brought to you by the good graces of our sponsors, who include Plan 9 Music in Carytown and Cafe Gutenberg in Chaco Bottom. Special show today, we're going to be featuring the music of James Blood Ulmer on the first half of the program. He is a sui generis guitar player and singer who has done everything from play the Chitlin' Circuit to live in Ornette Coleman's loft. His music reflects all of those influences, and he's making a rare appearance in the Richmond metropolitan area this weekend at the Petersburg Nostalgia Fest, of all things. So kudos to the folks there for booking something so imaginative and interesting. And if you've never seen this guy play or aren't familiar with his music, you're going to be in for a real this afternoon. We're going to get started with the song that is probably his most famous, best known, put him on the map back in the late 70s. And this is the title track of a record called Are You Glad to Be in America?
Are you glad to be in America? Oh. Are you glad to be in America? Are you glad to be in America? Oh. Are you glad? My home, since all the breeze is gone, and Superman he lived next door. New York, Chicago, by the camera, see you, dollar. Come on, see like that. Oh, the camera, see you, dollar. Camera, too.
You should be got a letter this morning. How do you reckon it was read? It said, Harry, Harry, hey, your lover's dead. I got a letter this morning. I said, how do you reckon it was read? You know I said, Harry, here come the gal, your lover's dead. So I grabbed up my suitcase and took off down the road. When I got there, she was laying on a cooling road. I grabbed up my suitcase and I said I took off down the road. I said, but when I got there, she had already been laying on a cooling road. Well, I walked right up close and looked down in her face. Said the good old gal got to lay here at the judgment day. I walked right up close and she had looked into her face. I said, good old girl, she got to lay here at the judgment. People standing around a burial ground. I didn't know my lover until she laid it down. Looked like 10,000 people were standing around the ground. You know I didn't know I love her until the dame laid it down. Oh my, wicked soul, I wouldn't mistreat you, baby, for the weight of gold. I said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked soul. I know I wouldn't make a mistake and throw my baby or take the wedding gold. Well, I pulled up my arm and saw him walk away. I said, farewell, honey, I'll see you on judgment day. Say, hey, oh yes, I'm talking so away. I said, farewell, I'll see you on judgment day. Down. No, I I didn't have nobody threw my arms around. I love you, baby, love like I love myself. You know I have you, nobody else. I love you, baby, better than I did myself. Said now if you don't have me, I want you to have no one else. It's hard to love someone and they don't love you. Ain't no satisfaction, don't care what the world do. Yeah, it's hard to love someone that don't love you. Satisfy if I don't care what the world, in the world, in the world you do. To try no more. You know I cried last night and all night before. I gotta change my way of living. You see I don't have no cry no more. Hush, don't you hear me calling, calling my name.
Bam.
If it wasn't home, if it wasn't so loud, some nice pain.
Political power doesn't come cheap in America.
Sold for $22 million, another rollback in air quality regulations.
George Bush understands that money equals power. His campaign spent nearly $50 million this March alone. That's a record.
Next on the block, the First Amendment. Who will give me $1 million?
Just because it's a democracy doesn't mean it's free. How much is your vote worth?
Easily paid for by BillionairesForBush.com.
In our first set of music from James Blood Ulmer, we heard Death Letter from his recent, well, relatively recent, 2000 release, Memphis Blood, The Sun Sessions on label M. He's got a second blues record that came out in 2003, and that is what he's been working on most recently. He did both of these sessions with Vernon Reed, the former guitar player from Living Color, and both Vernon Reed and James Blood Ulmer have background playing the music of Ornette Coleman. Vernon Reed with Ronald Shannon Jackson's Decoding Society, and Blood Ulmer studied with the master directly, took lessons from Ornette Coleman, recorded for his record label, and played in the very first editions of Ornette's electric band called Primetime. And we started out the set with the title track from Are You Glad to Be in America, from James Blood Ulmer from, I believe, 1978. Which was when he was starting to come into the public consciousness. Before then, he had spent many years as a working musician, long time playing on the Chitlin circuit, playing R&B as a backup musician, lived in Pittsburgh and Columbus, Ohio, and moved to Detroit in the late 60s, and then on to New York in the 70s, and that's where he hooked up with Ornette Coleman's harmonic theories, which had a tremendous amount of influence on Blood Ulmer's playing. But we're going to hear some of that in this next song, which is from his album Freelancing. This is called Pleasure Control, and this is very similar to the kind of music that Ornette and Primetime were making at the same time in the early 80s. Check it out. We'll be right back.
to see what I can see. Yeah.
Thank you. people, I share a love of food. The blues is dead. The rivers and the seekers live. The mourners and the groaners, can't you see? Everybody needs a little boy. You and me. Lover, 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 hey, 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 you're gonna lose them.
Breast cancer. Words that can provoke despair. But since 1993, a dedicated group founded by Evelyn Lauder has been working to make certain no one ever has to hear those words again. Hello, I'm Kate Burton. The Breast Cancer Research Foundation, now in its 10th anniversary year, is proud to have raised more than $70 million. This year, 87 cents of every dollar you donate to the foundation will go directly to breast cancer research and awareness programs. In the U.S. alone, nearly 40,000 women and men die from breast cancer each year. You can do something powerful. Your support will help us achieve prevention and cure. Let's give breast cancer the punch it deserves and knock it out for good. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-FIND-OR. Visit www.bcrfcure.org. That's 1-866-FIND-A-CURE or bcrfcure.org. Thank you.
And you're listening to Global A-Go-Go, the radio show that puts all your food on one plate. Every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. here on WRIR, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And you have found us at www.wrir.org, as always. And if you have found us, then you know not only how to listen to us on the Internet, but you know how to donate to us on the Internet. Because if you go to that website, there's a big button there on the right-hand side that says Donate. Can't possibly miss that. Why do I bring that up? Well, because we're in the stretch drive of raising the money that's necessary to get us from being an internet-only station to being on the air at 97.3 FM, and we're just about there. We hope to launch the FM broadcasts this fall, hopefully before the election. And but to do that, we do help. So please make a donation, and if you'd like to volunteer or participate in the project in some other way, please contact us, and we would love to have you involved in what we're doing. It's very exciting, and we need all as many hands on deck as we can possibly have. So in today's show, first hour of it, we're featuring the music of James Blood Ulmer, who I've mentioned is going to be playing at the Nostalgia Fest in Petersburg, and that's going to be on this coming Saturday. He is scheduled to go on. It's an outdoor event. It's in Old Town Petersburg, you know, which is downtown, and it's going to be outside, I believe. And he's scheduled to go on at 7 p.m. and play till 8:30. And I really don't know what he's going to be playing or what kind of band he has, but it's a very cool event. And kudos to the folks down there in Petersburg for booking something this exciting and imaginative instead of the usual same old dreck for outdoor festival music. Blood Ulmer obviously is a favorite of mine. That's why I'm devoting so much time to him. And an artist who certainly falls in the category of deserves wider recognition because he's been making brilliant music since the late 1970s, at least on recordings and presumably as a performer since way before then. He started playing R&B. He was born in 1942. He started playing R&B in bands when he was, I think, 17 years old professionally. And he's been playing ever since. I was born in South Carolina, ended up in New York City after a few other stops in 1971, where he got involved with the loft jazz scene, met Ornette Coleman, was briefly in Ornette Coleman's band that would later be called Prime Time, never recorded with that band. He did do a recording with George Adams, more on him in a second, which sat in the can for 12 years, but inspired, when Ornette Coleman heard the tapes of it, that inspired him to invite Blood Ulmer to record for Artist House, Coleman's label, with Coleman producing, and together they did a record called Tales of the Blood, in 1978. When people heard it, completely burst their eardrums. Blood Ulmer signed to Rough Trade, a British record company that decided they wanted to market him to their new wave audience as well as to jazz. They quickly sold the contract to Columbia, who paid even more money to sign him. And Blood Ulmer recorded for Columbia for, I believe, like three or four albums. And then in one of those periodic major record company purges, they decided he was not commercial enough. No kidding. And dropped his contract. And when they dropped his contract, it was after he cut a record it was called Odyssey, that, in my opinion, is the best record that he ever did. And I think a lot of people who follow him agree with me about that. We're going to play music from Odyssey the record and Odyssey the band in this next and last of the Blood Ulmer sets on today's show. They did a reunion in 1977. We're going to play something from that to get started. This song is called Channel One, James Blood Ulmer and Odyssey on WRIR Richmond Indie Radio. We'll be right back.
tell her that I had to go. Oh, but I could hardly stay and wait. Oh, I love her so. We got to go. Tell her, babe, tell her that I had to go. Oh, but I could hardly stay and wait. Oh, oh, oh. And they
That is James Blood Ulmer and the Odyssey Band. For my money, the greatest of his bands, but he's a guy who's put out just dozens of excellent records over the last 30 years. And we heard two tracks from the Odyssey album. The last one, Swingin' Things, and before that we heard Please Tell Her. That's James Blood Ulmer on guitar, Charlie Burnham on violin, and Warren Benbow on drums. And as I mentioned, they had a reunion. The original Odyssey record was recorded, I think, in 1983 or 84. They had a reunion in 97, which resulted in a record that they made for Knitting Factory Works Records. And at the start of the set, that was what we heard. We heard the song Channel One from the Odyssey reunion album. And that concludes 1 hour of James Blood Ulmer here on WRIR Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. Where our music and programming is sponsored by, among others, Plan 9 Music in Carytown and Cafe Gutenberg in Shaco Bottom. Thanks, folks, for supporting us, and I hope that you are supporting us. Of course, you're listening, but we'd also like your financial support if you can swing that. And you know that the way to do that is to go to our website, www.wrir.org, and click on the donate button. And thank you very much in advance. You know, I didn't back announce the songs that I played in the second set. I'll do that real quickly here. It was Pleasure Control from James Blood Ulmer's album Freelancing. Then in the middle there we heard Funk All Night from Third Rail. And that was a fantastic project that was put together by Bill Laswell, the producer and bass player. He plays on it. The drummer is Ziggy Modeleste from the Meters. Keyboard players are Bernie Worrell from P-Funk and Amina Claudine Myers. James Blood Ulmer sings, plays guitar. It's kind of like a one-time-only super group. Would that I could have only seen those guys perform. But it's a wonderful record called South Delta Space Age from Third Rail. And we also heard from James Blood Ulmer, George Adams, Phalanx. Blood Ulmer and George Adams are old friends. Ulmer's first recording as a leader had Adams as a sideman. That was the one that was sat on the shelf for 12 years. They did get back together in the 80s and put together this group called Phalanx, did a couple of records, and we heard a terrific track from them called Funky Lover from a record, Got Something Good For You, that came out in Germany on Murs Music Records. If you're interested, and you can't write as fast as I'm talking here, which is unendable, if you're interested in knowing more about what I'm playing, go to the website, www.wrir.org. And we've got a news page that comes up right when you get started after you click on the on that cool logo with the barcodes on it. And the news stories are all about things that are happening at the station, events, and the programs that people like me are putting on. And I post my playlists up there for all my shows. So if you go to the show, click where it says Read More, you can see what I'm playing. And today I'm trying to keep it up to date in real time. I'm up to date as of right now. And there's more information there. So if there's stuff that you like, you want to buy it, which is always a good idea, you know, I have all the information about what you've heard and what you're looking for. I do want to tell you about another event coming up here as the fire truck goes by. It's hot. I got to keep the window open today. You know, it's quite sticky out. WRIR DJs are going to be one small part of a very large and exciting art event that is opening on Friday here. It's called On Message, Art for Our Time. It is a show of about 15 or so artists, some from Richmond, some from around the country, all of whom are doing work today that has political themes and is relevant to today's political situation. The show is at Plant Zero Art Center, which is 0 East 4th Street at Hull Street in Richmond. The opening is Friday, September 10th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Plant Zero. WRIR DJs are going to be there spinning political music. I am the ringleader of it, but we'll have many people from the station sitting in with some songs or some sets or what have you. Scott Berger is going to be there. Charles Williams and David Noyes from Motherland Influence, which is starting on WRIR next Sunday after a 6-year run at a competing Richmond radio station. They're going to be there. DJ Nomadic from Zendo Sound System is, I think, going to be there, and other people may show up. Whatever, it's going to be cool, and we're all going to be playing political music. We're going to have a blast. So please do come out, say hello to us. You can stick a buck in the donation box if you like, and check out this really cool art from some outstanding Richmond artists like Tanya Softich, Heidi Trepanier, Jennifer Van Winkle, Greg Carbo, and it's a long list. I can't really name everybody right here. And some national artists, Kay Rosen, who's a big star, has done a bumper sticker, which will be available for purchase. It only costs $2, and it's going to be really collectible. So anyway, it's a great event. Please do come down to opening for On Message on Friday night. Okay, back to the music. I said I was going to play some new music on today's show, and that's what I'm going to get started at with in this set, but then I'm going to get detoured because we're going to play something from the brand new record by Youssou N'Dour from Senegal. He's done a record of Sufi music exclusively for the first time in his career, and so we're going to play something from that, and we're going to follow it up with some other Sufi-inspired music from his native country of Senegal. So here we go, Youssou N'Dour, his new record, Egypt. This is called Shukra Bamba.
Alhamdulillah, ma sante yalla le bima wanale che Ahmadou Bamba cheyi dile way sou feñu tombake l'islam bi dite kandaw gache kep ko dan ligeyal dine nasran bi reyla na farle kenne na khassal l'islam de modon senite che Ahmadou Bamba mon farwache. Shukran laka, shukran laka, shukran 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 Ahmadou Bamba. Shukran laka, shukran laka, shukran 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 Ahmadou Bamba. Yalla, xamal ma yonentam, wax ma ni jam de jamu sangam. Li tax ñu naan ko khadimu rasul, moma yengal ba ma far ci soobu. Leke tune nena ñu na ko du bay bu ñepp daw du lu gisu ñu fa du ray yak na ma gustu lu jëm ci bamba masuma gis fu mu jullo waja shukran laka shukran laka shukran 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 mo du bamba shukran laka shukran laka shukran 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 mo du bamba. Mung mala fay xana ma wayla likay bate rek ngir at yalla mbakki da nga ya ginaaw kanam nañ na ci yow ngir mana jëm ca kanam. Mung mala fay xana ma wayla likay bate rek ngir at yalla mbakki da nga ya ginaaw kanam nañ na ci yow ngir mana jëm ca kanam. So take him on one way, way my key way to gain. Check up the almighty, Romi Abdullah ye chumetini. Ahmadou Mbake mande santinale, ya ye fe bayi Mamadou Lamine Bara. Smarti ke tek nyale ya. Wan nga ko te taxul nga jexal ya tax may balik tir mate ken dotuma ate te bana ke bate je fe ja je fe bay sen saliwo sen mutala shukran laka shukran laka shukran 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 Ahmadou Bamba. Shukran laka shukran laka shukran 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 Ahmadou Bamba. Mama la fay xana ma wayla ligi bate rek ngir at yalla mbakki da nga ya ginaaw kanam nañ roy ci yow ngir mana jëm ca kanam. Manuma la fay xana ma wayla ligay bate nek ngir at yalla mbakki da nga ya ginaaw kanam nañ roy ci yow ngir mana jëm ca kanam. Ahmadou Mbake man di sant na la
Ya yo si va y mamá tú lamentar. Somente que te ñale a mocolir. Lune wanango kuchita junga yejal. Y atas me balik dir mate. Kendo tuma ate te banaje bate. Yo. Ya yo fe aisa senmutala shukranaka shukranaka shukran 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 mundu bamba shukranaka shukranaka shukran 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 mundu bamba manamata sai khana mala dikhe pate lakshmi matiya shukina gaya
Sana shakre men ba de sekre e hayre ma kele zel alae illa salami of de kalame billa malami wala khilae Sane mahal e sane le man kasane saubati lae la karbada e kaunal hodale bilaje dale zare hewae Allahora be khatsa da be lawaha be mahati wae walbari mote e agogo malayare mobata Kastika ibadat teka e bila buka e wala dawa e lausana e enda hana e bilanzina e aela mira e lahona hau Ma ja fauto mama saboto ila morae afna futo ni mokte mutoni mahal mutoni bila dirae hadal muri dana fal mari Fare daione sarai Guaya to shelemo desete in khaire
Bye. time for This Billionaire Moment.
Nervous Nellies are saying that coal-fired power plants emit unhealthy levels of mercury vapor, which contaminates our seafood. Yes, mercury poisoning can cause neurological damage in children, but is that necessarily a bad thing? Now that we're outsourcing our tech support jobs to India, we no longer need smart workers. Instead, we need compliant employees who will put in longer hours for less money. So if you were on tilefish while you were in the womb, you've got a leg up on the new economy. President Bush relaxed clean air standards so we can burn more coal than ever without monitoring mercury levels. Don't worry. With mercury, you won't remember what you were worried about in the first place. I'm Xenophobe for This Billionaire Moment.
This Billionaire Moment is brought to you by BillionairesForBush.com.
Pick up the billionaires!
And you're listening to Global Agogo, the radio show that puts all your food on one plate, here on WRIR, Richmond Indie Radio, with yours truly, Bill Lupoletti, as host. And I'm here every Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, bringing you this program. Hope that you're enjoying it today. What did we hear in that last set? We heard three pieces of music from Senegal, all by members of the Mouride Brothership of Islam. That's a Sufi sect that is extremely popular in Senegal. And their founder and leader is named Mohamedou Bamba. And that's the name of the song that we heard last in that set by Orchestra Baobab. And some fantastic guitar playing. They are getting back to the secular from their stupendous band leader, Bartolome Atiso. And that's on the record Bamba on Stern's Records from Orchestra Baobab, perhaps the greatest African band going right now. In the middle of the set, we heard Moussa Diankala, who's Senegalese, lives in Canada now, and we heard Lissano Choukri from Moussa Diankala, and we started out the set with Youssou N'Dour, the huge Senegalese superstar who has just put out his first all-Sufi record. It's called Egypt, and we heard Choukran Bamba from that record, getting a lot of airplay all over the U.S. and the world on in the U.S. on college and non-commercial radio stations. That brings us to about 6:30 here on Global Agogo. I want to make one quick announcement. We'll get back to the music. Richmond's annual Caribbean Cultural Festival is coming up shortly, not this weekend, but next weekend, September 18th. And it's going to be at Pine Camp Cultural Arts Center, which is 4901 Old Brook Road on north side of Richmond, 12 noon to 6 p.m. There'll be Caribbean food, crafts, children's activities, artists, and great music. So come join us, Mon, they say. The cost is free. It's co-sponsored by the City of Richmond's Department of Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities and the Association of Jamaicans in Richmond. And WRIR has a little finger in this event because Charles Williams is going to be the MC and maybe spinning some music there as well. And there will be other WRIR volunteers there to tell you about our project. So that's the Caribbean Fest coming up September 18th at Pine Camp Cultural Arts Center. Do come by and see us there. Going to continue with some new music. Here's another record that is getting a lot of airplay, and this is going to be on many people's best efforts, I'm sure, including mine. It's the new record from Antibalas, the Afrobeat Orchestra from Brooklyn, New York. The record is called Who Is This America? And we're going to hear Big Man from Antibalas.
You a lesson on the dance floor, but this song is not a dance. I will tell you a story. Brothers and sisters, this story is about a big, big man and a small, small man that made him. Small man says, oh, big man, in all your greatness, what can I do for you? I beg you, give me a job now. Let me work 80 hours a week to make money and give the same money back to you, big man, when I buy your beautiful products. This is the system.
Small man. How to make big man big. How to make small man small. Make himself small man helpless. Too weak to carry power. If you know big man better. If you know big man smarter. If you know big man deserves. Small man go clean ash for right. A king could be politician. Big man could be business. Control the bank plenty money. Him offer you credit. Will offer you mortgage payment. Will make you indentured servant. Will tell you pay back my money. And deserve more than you. Big man corporation. Big man corporation. Started by corporation. Go ask now for unemployment. Go now to politician. Go for help for your family. You fight for that social service. He's only just business. This is the system. But still, the small man believes in the system. So he says to the big man, what can I sing for you? What can I buy from you? What can I fight for you? Yeah. What can I carry for you, big man? I'll carry your gun. I'll carry your gold. Check. I'll carry your wine. I'll carry your flag. I'll carry your gun. I'll carry your gold. Carry your wine. I carry your flag. Yeah. Nothing is heavy. Yeah.
Big man.
Hey. The small man is so happy to work for the big man that all he can say is thank you for all that you do for me. For all that you do for me. For all that you do for me. Future surveillances, lady rates in Iraq. I bet you give me the bill. $1 million missing when my child is hungry. You make us safer. See from democracy. For your deregulation, deregulate yourself. All your plastic products, you made me plastic food. Replace my gut with science, control my thoughts and dreams. I'm building big man buildings so you can do big man things. All that you do for me, all that you do for me, all that you do for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God, pata. Who can I kill for you? What can I carry for you? Big man. Play for you, kill for you, carry for you, kill for you, big man. Whoa, Maria, do 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 do.
ساعتها هنخدموا لكم الطرق وندور لكم الضوء ونعبروا لكم السندات الفايدة وردوها لكم جنة نوعدكم إن شاء الله راهي ناخذ لكم البيض والدقيق وبيض الطماطيش وبيض الزيت نتاع الشامبو
لازم تنوض بكري
يا ويلي
واحنا قراية تجري
يا ويلي
باش تخرج النقاري
يا ويلي
وتفوت كامل دراري
يا ويلي
وكي تكبر شوية
يا ويلي
تولي عقلية
يا ويلي
تولي تفهم الدنيا
يا ويلي
حبة تولي شخصية
afamado y astuto de la región.
le dijo Pepe, hoy estás de suerte, mañana tú yo. La madrugada de un viernes, en una vieja estación, 30 inocentes pagaban su cuota, entre ellos José Pérez León. Y sin dudarlo, a todos metieron en el interior de un vagón. El tren cruzó al otro lado, casi 7 horas después. Fue cuando el aire empezó a terminarse y ya nada pudieron hacer. Nadie escuchó aquellos gritos de auxilio y la puerta no quiso ceder. Uno por uno se fueron cayendo y así falleció el buen ser. Y se fue. Sus ansias de crecer se fue sin saber que ya su esposa un hijo suyo iba a tener. Pobre José. Así termina la historia, no queda más que contar y otro paisano que arriesga la vida y que muere como ilegal, ya que el José que mil sueños tenía y que a casa jamás volverá.
En nuestro país, todo inmigrante goza de los derechos protegidos por la Constitución y por las Cortes. Podemos combatir las deportaciones ilegales y nuestros hijos pueden asistir a la escuela. Soy Cruz Reynoso y entiendo la importancia de estos derechos porque soy hijo de campesinos inmigrantes y fui juez de la Suprema Corte de California. Estoy muy preocupado porque esos derechos están amenazados y es importantísimo que sepa cuáles son y cómo protegerse.
Llame a la ACLU al 888-209-3889.
And we ended that last set with music of one of America's greatest bands. They do sing in Spanish, though, and that's one of the reasons you may not be familiar with them. Their name is Los Tigres del Norte, the Tigers of the North. And we heard José Pérez León from their new record, Pacto de Sangre. And before that, we heard from Suad Massi, who is an Algerian singer, singing a song there that, as my wife described it, she said it sounded a lot like Joni Mitchell singing Lucus. That's just what it sounded like. The song is called Yaulidi, and I really love that song. I heard it on a compilation called World 2004 that is out recently. That's an annual event. It's a compilation that is put together by a guy named Charlie Gillette, who is a disc jockey in London on the BBC World Service and on BBC London. And he did these compilations in 2003 and in 2002 as well, and they're very worthwhile, a really good way to find out what is going on in the world music world on an up-to-the-moment basis. So Suad Massi there, and we started out the set with Antibalas Afrobeat Orchestra from Brooklyn, New York, and a record that is proving to be very popular, a real breakout record for them this year on Ropadope Records, same record label as Medeski, Martin, and Wood, I believe. And the album is Who Is This America? We heard Big Man, and there's just a lot of good stuff on that record, really worth hearing, and we'll be getting back to it, I'm sure, on this show in the future. You are listening to Global Agogo, the radio show that puts all your food on one plate. My name's Bill Lupoletti. I bring you the program every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. here on WRIR, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we've got one more set. We are sticking with some more new music here, and A record that by somebody who I've just always admired for her whole career, Patti Smith. She's got a new record out in the last few months. It's called Trampin', and we're going to hear a wonderful song from that record. It's called My Blakeyan Year.
In my Blakeyan year, I was so disposed toward a mission yet unclear. And then, pole by pole, marching breathed into my ear, mouthed the simple ode. One road is paved in gold, one road is just a road.
Life sublime, a labyrinth.
Sonic Youth here on Global Agogo, the radio show that puts all your food on one plate. And that's from their new or recent record, Sonic Nurse. We heard Unmade Bed from Sonic Youth. Before that, we heard PJ Harvey and Shame from her new record, Her. And we started out with Patti Smith in that set of all new or recent rock music from some of my favorite rock artists. And Patti Smith's new record is called Trampin', and we heard My Blakeyan Year. And that brings us to the end of Global Agogo, the radio show that puts all your food on one plate here at WRIR, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. I will be back in next week with another program. I think I'm going to be playing some of the music that I'm planning on playing as well on Friday night at On Message. Probably an all-political show next week. We'll see. Kind of depends on how much of that music I actually play at the end. But my sense is it's not going to be that much because we're going to have lots of DJs there, and so I'm only going to be able to play a little bit of the music. But I look forward to seeing you out there on Friday night at Plant Zero. I hope that you can make it out for that. Hope that you can get to see James Blood Ulmer Saturday night at Nostalgia Fest in Petersburg. I will be there in the front row for that one. And come back next Wednesday for another program. I'm going to go out. Oh, before I do, I just want to point out that programming on WRIR is brought to you by our sponsors, who include Plan 9 Music in Carytown and Cafe Gutenberg, who are cleaning up down there in Shaco Bottom. And I'm going to go out with one more song here. This is from a band of Richmonders who now live in New York City. They're called One Ring Zero. That's Michael Hurst and Joshua Camp. They have a new record out that's called As Smart As We Are, and it's really fabulous. You're going to enjoy this one very much. They've collaborated with a bunch of well-known writers who have authors who have written lyrics for them to set music to, and we're going to hear one of the songs from this. This is the one with lyrics by Paul Auster, and it's called Natty Man Blues, and I will see you next week.
Cincinnati, since I've been in Cincinnati, I gotta get out of Cincinnati. see that the humans remain entertained until the end.